And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen somewhere.
Match the moves,
in
Dave.
Phoenix. Oh.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Yeah, this is
different Clint movie.
Eastwood. Well, oh, that's not Clint Eastwood?
It's a Clint Eastwood movie, but it's not that one.
But you still got to match the tone of the song, Dave.
That older guy, Van Cleef or something?
Yeah, Lee Van Cleef. Yeah.
This is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Directed by Sergio Leone.
All right, Eric.
Composed by Ennio Morricone.
Name that tune. Who's the good, the bad, and the ugly in this room?
Oh, really? Don't put me on the spot.
Okay.
are we going to play that game
I'm
now?
All three.
Are we going to play that game with the three choices? Oh, no, we can't do that on the air.
No, I asked Eric if he wants to play the good, the bad, the ugly.
No, okay. Well,
what do you think you are?
Ah!
Oh, you are Deliverance.
Wow. Wah, wah, wah.
Nice, beautiful Kathleen.
She wanted to come take a trip to the Old West, because that's what we're doing in this segment. Of course, we're taking, you know, last segment we took a trip down southbound.
Yeah,
I-17. and right now we're out in the Old West to talk a little bit about this new movie called Forsaken that opened up yesterday.
Was it good?
How you doing? Huh?
I didn't. Is that what
you're doing? Now you're mixing your genres.
Godfather.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
I'm trying.
He's going to the Italian mob films instead of the. Yeah.
Well.
Old West.
You don't look like the Godfather.
If I do this sound, ding, ding.
Then you sound
ding,
like Pee Wee Herman. Ding.
No, it's 24.
I don't know 24.
Well, that wasn't
I'm trying.
Quite the sound.
I'm trying.
Yes.
Well,
no, but Kiefer Sutherland was awesome in 24. But I will tell you, he sits well on a horse, is all I can say.
What does that mean? That's the weirdest thing.
No, he. You know what? The very first thing you see in this movie is Kiefer Sutherland on a horse, and he rides it well.
So
he is a true cowboy.
Let's ask
He's a
Kathleen.
True Western guy.
Reverse.
Kathleen, Trisha just said, or Eric, or both, Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer.
Oh, Kiefer. Reefer Sutherland.
Little speech impediment he's got there.
Okay, Reefer. No, Kiefer. Sits well on a horse. Kathleen, what does that mean to you? Sitting well on a horse. Trisha said that. Is that, like, interesting?
I'm just saying a lot of actors look like they're
was
uncomfortable
he naked?
On a horse. No.
Was he fully clothed?
Yes. But I'm just saying that he sits well.
Wayne
he rides well.
Sits
he
well on a horse.
Exactly.
The what? He rides well?
John Wayne, she said. So
John Wayne?
Oh, John Wayne. So, meaning
he's that to Reefer Kiefer Sutherland.
He's like symmetrical. he's like
He
a
just
cowboy.
Looks like he belongs on the horse as compared to an actor playing a part.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what's interesting?
Okay.
Is
Verite.
And the movie is called Forsaken. We'll tell you about it and review it in just one moment. But I want to say that last week, of course, we reviewed Zoolander 2. And mm-hmm. Kiefer Sutherland, I told you, has an extended cameo in that. That I won't give it away. But a very, 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 very funny cameo. And you know, this is like the complete
antithesis
opposite.
Antithesis of
yes.
that, yes.
Yes. He plays a man who must make amends for his estranged father, with his estranged father.
By the way, and not to interrupt, but I will.
What?
Kiefer Sutherland, he was in Young Guns, and yes, he
yes.
is a good
yes.
cowboy.
Yes.
Yes.
He was very good, and he was nice to that young Chinese girl in Young Guns,
because
mm-hmm. they weren't nice to her, and I didn't like that. He was extremely nice to her, remember?
Yes, yeah.
I like that part.
But will he pick up his guns?
Yes, he will.
Okay, partner. Kiefer Sutherland plays a man who must make amends with his estranged father, played by Donald Sutherland, in order to protect their home from relentless land grabbers. Come on, land grabbers.
Land grabbers. I've heard of that before, without the land. Now, the thing is, does he get this from many people? So imagine you're Kiefer Sutherland. Who's your daddy?
He keeps saying it wrong.
Oh, Kiefer. Isn't it Kiefer?
Yes, but you said Kiefer again.
Oh, like Ether. So who's your daddy? Now, who was a better actor?
But this is
the daddy or the son?
I think Kiefer. Well, they're both excellent,
father.
But I think Kiefer does an excellent
job. They were tremendous. Both of them are very
yes.
good. But the father, Donald Sutherland, phenomenal.
And this
more practice.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they've actually appeared in a movie together.
Yeah, which
and,
amazed me. Yes. It really surprised me when I found that out. Yeah.
Yes, it embraces the classic Western roots and embodies them in such a way that will very much please fans of the genre. Granted, it does not necessarily bring anything new to the table, but that's precisely why this movie works so well. Director John Cassar, by the way, we're going to talk with him in just a moment. He also worked with Kiefer Sutherland on 24. He's constructed a piece of cinema that is essentially a blast from the past, pleasantly old-fashioned in not only its narrative approach, but also its atmosphere and characters. You know, the final showdown is sheer movie magic. A little bit in the center there, I felt like the development and pacing took a little bit of a dip, but the end, you know, I'm not going to spoil it. 3 stars, Forsaken. Got to check it out. Trisha, I think you liked it as well, right?
I did. And I also rate it with a 3 stars out of 5. I agree with you. I mean, it was visually and, what's the word? Sensorially stimulating at the very beginning. There were some very non-verbal things happening from the very beginning that had you go, whoa, what is this?
Sense
you know what
around.
I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. And so I thought that was very well done. I also agree there was a lull in the middle. But the cinematography, we talk about it with Cassar.
You hear some of our comments.
Yeah, you'll hear about it there. It was surprising. And it was interesting to see the interaction between Kiefer and Donald.
Yeah, you have some insights, and we actually spoke with director John Cassar earlier this week, and so you're going to hear that interview in just a moment. But you hear some of your insights, and it's so very good there. And again, Forsaken, it just opened up yesterday. I believe it's also on video on demand.
Yeah, simultaneous in the theaters or video on demand.
But this is something I think you'll enjoy seeing on the big screen. We don't see enough Westerns, and that's something I mentioned in the interview as well.
And the scenery, fantastic.
Yes. So without further ado, here are Trisha and myself speaking with director John Cassar on behalf of the new Western, Forsaken.
Well, right now we are speaking with director John Cassar on behalf of the new film, Forsaken. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, John.
Thank you.
Of course, the film stars Kiefer Sutherland, Donald Sutherland. You've worked with Kiefer before on 24. Who was involved first, and tell us about the timing?
Well, basically what happened was it was one of those things. I was really there at the birth of the project because it was Kiefer and I working together. We'd been working together for 6-7 years on 24, and it was, you know, years into doing that show. We were sitting around waiting for a lighting setup or waiting for something, and, you know, as you do when you're in a television show, you constantly talk about what you're going to do when you finally finish a television show. And of course that took a while because 24 kept going year after year, and we always talked about doing a Western. I mean, he had done Westerns before as a director. I think every director in the deepest, darkest part of their heart wants to do a Western, as I did. And so we talked about doing this Western, and then finally 24 ended, and we got it going. And Kiefer then connected it with the fact that he wanted to do a film with his dad, and so he sort of put two and two together and then basically came up with the story, which was a father and son story, and got a friend of his, Brad Mehrman, who he had done a film before, to write the script. So basically it was Kiefer's story, and he commissioned the script. And then Brad did a great job writing not only sort of a classic Western, but a really solid and touching father and son story. So then I was there, you know, obviously right from the very beginning of it. And then finally some Canadian companies sort of stepped up with the financing, and we made the film.
Great. I love Westerns in general. We see too few of them, I think, nowadays. Any insight into that?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. It's just one of those genres. First of all, I've been told, and I don't know this for a fact, but I've been told it doesn't do well internationally. You know, I think when you're trying to sell a movie internationally, I think it doesn't connect as well to other countries as, say, an action movie or a horror movie, for example. Those two genres can do well in any country. And obviously a Western is really about North American history, so it doesn't connect as well. So that's part of the financial reasons. People don't make them as much. And then, you know, they feel a little old-fashioned to people. But that's one of the things that really attracted me to the project, was the fact that I wanted to do a Western with the kind of Westerns I grew up with and loved. And those were the Westerns of sort of the late 50s, early 60s, into the early 70s, not the modern Westerns, not even the spaghetti Westerns. I wanted to go back to, like, Shane and The Gunfighter and all those really sort of classic old Westerns. And what was great about those Westerns was they were really simple and they were really character-based. You know, it wasn't about how fancy you could do the action and what a great, you know, horse chase you could do. It was really about how strong those characters were. And so when I saw this film, I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to make a film where the characters are so strong that it won't feel dated, you know, and most people that have seen it have liked the fact that it's gone backwards a little bit instead of going forwards. It was a big chance for us to take, because you don't want to have a film feel like it's you know, out of date and out of time. But I think it doesn't, because the characters are so strong.
Absolutely. That's perfectly put in terms of the characters. Very strong characters here. Kiefer Sutherland's character is just truly amazing. And I don't want to reveal too much, but I think magic occurs in that third act. I feel like we're watching a classic hero decide to get back on the saddle. Did you notice this in the script? And I mean, it's done so perfect. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, yeah, I did. And it was, again, a huge chance to take, because it's one of those. Here's the other thing about Westerns is there's no real surprises in Westerns. They're not designed that way. You really know what's going to happen right from the very beginning, and this film is no different. You know, it's one of those films where the gunfighter, you know, it's very much like Shane, puts his guns away, and he's not going to pick up his guns ever again, and of course something happens and he picks up his guns. And I don't think there's a single person in the audience that doesn't know that's going to happen from the very first scene. And so you're fighting against the fact that the audience already knows what your story is. And then it's just about making sure you're delivered in a way that is satisfying for them. Even though they know it's coming, it's still satisfying when it finally happens. And I think that was the hardest thing for me to work with, and to make sure that by the time, like you say, in the third act, he picks up his gun, you're kind of cheering for him. And even though you knew he was going to do it, it's still satisfying.
Yeah, it's such an amazing scene. And once again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with director John Cassar on behalf of the new film Forsaken.
Yeah, this was, I thought this was an incredible film. And even from the very beginning, Kiefer just looked so incredibly comfortable on the back of the horse.
He is a real cowboy, so.
Right. And it just, I mean, the filmography or cinematography and just the vistas and everything that you see at the beginning, it just sucked me in right there from the very beginning of the film.
Oh, good. That's good. Good to hear. Well, but the vistas are important, because, again, that was part of that genre. And I don't know if you noticed, even all the interiors, for example, we didn't do them on stages. Those were all the real interiors of the buildings you saw when you were in the town. So when you look out that saloon window, if you notice, the whole town is going by. There's horses and kids and, you know, everything's happening. So that's important. That was important because in those days, you know, the land was a big part of your life. In fact, without giving too much away, the big conflict in the movie is land. I mean, it's about fighting for land. So it was really important for me to see that land from the very beginning. And if you notice, he starts out very small as the land sort of overwhelms him. And then in the very last frame, the same thing happens again. He goes back into the land as he rides off and into the sunset. So the land is a very important part of this picture.
Yeah, you did a great job, you know, establishing the setting here and just the entire atmosphere of this film. And since you've worked with Kiefer over the years, I mean, between 24 and this, what have you observed about his method?
Well, I can't tell you how fortunate I am, because he's one of the most professional actors I've ever worked with, and I've worked with a lot of people. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, it's also one of the reasons I stayed on 24 as long as I did, because he was, you know, he doesn't have a B game. You know, he only has an A game, and the A game is really strong. And so, you know, he's just such a pleasure to work with. He just brings, you know, such such quality to the work and such care to the work. And so, you know, for me as a director, that's all you can ask for. And then, quite honestly, he put a group of actors together because all those people that were in the film were all virtually his friends, Michael Wincott and Brian Cox and even Demi Moore. And so he brought these actors that were really much like him, very professional, you know, really willing to dig in and find the characters and lots of research and that kind of thing. So as a director, I had a stellar cast to work with. So it was really fun to bring these characters out and to make sure they all had their space in the film.
Yeah, and you know, the non-verbal between Kiefer and Donald, even again from the beginning right up to the end of the film, their nonverbal communication, you just did a fantastic, I don't know if in the direction, if that was it or how they were able to do that. But I just thought that they truly, I mean, I know they are father and son, but they truly looked like they had experienced that and were living through that strained relationship.
That's actually a really great observation. That's by you. That's a great observation because that's a big, strong part of the film. It's what's not said. I think sometimes that is stronger than what is said. And like you said, right from that opening scene when he rides up and then he sees him and you see the disappointment in Donald's face without him saying anything, you could see he's disappointed to see his son. And it just sets the movie off right away. And, you know, as Kiefer said, as you know, I've heard him say in interviews, you know, when you're looking into another actor's face and you're trying to imagine them being your uncle or your brother or your lover, you have to, you know, make that up. He said, when I'm looking into my father's face and he's my father, it makes it a lot easier. And so, you know, there was obviously a connection there. And that was what I was hoping for as a director. It's lightning in a bottle. You know, you're going to get that you're going to get the reality of a father and son. And so, and I'm sure they, you know, had their bumps along the way. So they were able to pull that out of their real relationship and, you know, project it onto these characters.
Great job, John. And once again, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We could talk to you all day about this, but we know you're very busy. So again, director John Cassar, the movie is Forsaken. Best of luck with it.
Thank you very much. And I hope people get out there and at least take a look at it and it's on right, VOD also, so you can watch it at home.
Absolutely. We'll encourage them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so everyone check out Forsaken. Both Tricia and I agree. You should definitely check that one out, especially if you like Westerns, because as I said in that interview, they are too few and far between.
That could be a title. Few, too, and far two. Between.
Yeah,
two,
like
say few, that real fast.
Too few and far between.
I'm afraid. Few not on two. The radio. We have to do that during the break because, you know, if we do mess up on the radio and then...
And after Eric the break, I want to talk a little bit about massage and we're going to say the benefits and who we...
Oh.
Well, actually,
who?
Isn't there a guest?
Actually,
let me tell you.
Why don't you mention the massage now?
All right, let's mention massage. And I'll tell you, you know who the queen of massage is? Tricia.
Yay!
She loves massages. How healthy is it?
Oh, you know what? It helps to get everything flowing. You know, our lymph system runs right alongside our circulatory system, and that's where it cleanses the blood and everything through our lymph system. And when you get massage, that helps to just get things moving, helps to cure a lot of ills. It's not just a pampering.
Because
it's actually very healthy for you. It helps with your immunity and everything.
Because this segment brought to you by Quinn Schoenwald, a licensed sports massage therapist, but he, you know, you don't have to be an athlete. He told me that, and you could just enjoy the benefits whether you're an athlete, whether you're not an athlete, but a licensed sports massage therapist, he's really, really good. And of course, Quinn works at the world-renowned Fisher Institute, performance training, rehabilitation, and PT. That's physical therapy for people that do not know what PT is. And of course, owner Brett Fisher is a staff PT and athletic trainer for the Arizona Cardinals. And people out here love the Cardinals. Also, you know, it's interesting. Quinn was a massage captain for the college. Yeah, we got a guest. Oh, excellent. But anyway, Quinn was the massage captain for the college championship football game last month in Glendale. So he knows his massage. And, of course, you can call him at 307-921-2684, 307-921-2684. Ask for Quinn Schoenwald. Great guy, great massage, licensed sports massage therapist. Excellent. Joseph, you need that.
Excellent. Well, you know, speaking of getting everything flowing, what was with all the IBS commercials during the Super Bowl? I don't know. That was just that.
You
I
mean, don't want that those weird. To be flowing.
Well, I don't know why that was, you know, that was weird. That was weird. But
for you, Joseph.
In just a few moments, we're going to speak with one of our favorite guests of all time, actress Christine Weatherup. She's bringing writer-director Jody McVeigh and Jody McVeigh Schultz on behalf of Echo Lake. But before we get to that, we need to finish out our Old West segment, partner, with Magnificent Seven, Elmer Bernstein.
Elmer Fudd?
Elmer Bernstein.
Oh.
Abadee, abadee, abadee.
Hey, that's good. You do voices. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeehaw!
Oh, yeah, baby. All right. Oh, behave. Oh, that's someone else. And we'll be right back.